your soul can be well, and then that makes everything else a little bit better. Well, this next song, this last song we'll do before the message, it's probably one that most of us don't know all the words to. I certainly didn't know all the words to, but I've heard it sung so many times and love it. And the message behind it is perfect for this beginning of Holy Week. Today's Palm Sunday. Next Sunday is Easter. And we know this is the week that Jesus revealed himself to the world, who he was. He was King, Savior, Lord. And next Sunday is when we celebrate the fact that he rose from the grave. Well, this song is called In Christ Alone. And so what I would like for you to do, best I can, I'll enunciate the words well enough that you can hear the message of this song, In Christ Alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light and strength, my song. The cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay. Light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. In the last verse, no guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Amen and amen to that. What a powerful song, what a powerful message that is. Want to welcome everyone again this morning. Welcome to our Kennard Friends Church folks, our Caddis Friends Church folks. There's another group of people that I have been with for the last 2 years over in Shirley at Ben's Bar on Taco Tuesday. And we've got a lot of folks that are joining in that are fellowshipping with us this morning. And then we just have a ton of Facebook friends and family just from around the area. So whether you have another church, whether you've never gone to church, whether one of the churches I pastor is your home church, we welcome you and hope that you're blessed with today's message. I will pray before we get started, but I want to send out condolence to one of our families at the Kennard Church, where the Becky Lee passed away this past week. And so to her family, we just continue to send out our love and prayers to you. And something else happened this past week with all the virus situation going on is we now know that the schools are not going to return for the rest of this this school year. And I know that's got to be hard for a lot of people, the teachers, the students, administration, bus drivers, custodial staff, everyone, the lunch folks, everyone is affected somehow. But who I feel most sorry for, who I'm hurt for the most, are the seniors in high school who are going to miss out on the things that are so special at the end of the year. So I'm just praying God will bless you with something in place of what you're missing. And of course, we couldn't go without saying how much we pray for everyone in the healthcare system, every single person in every single part of the that system. We lift you up. And then just so many in the economy, from the folks who do have to work, the folks who travel the roads to get the things we need to the places we need them. We thank you for all that you're doing. Now let's pray before we go to the word today. Father, we thank you for the fact that you've given us life. You've given us health. Everyone on the call today has survived this virus in some way or another, has survived more than this virus, has survived so many things through so many years and even decades. So if you have carried us through in the past, if you've been our provision and protection for all these years, you will provide and protect for the days to come. And we ask a special blessing on all the ones that we mentioned before the prayer. And we ask a special blessing on your word as it's preached today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Where does your provision come from? Are you looking to your employer for the provision, that paycheck that comes every week or two? Are you looking for the government to provide that check that comes once a month? Do you look to provision from your spouse, your children, your parents? Do you look for provision from Kroger and Walmart? And, well, the list could go on. Where do you find your provision? Well, today, if I was going to give a title to the message, it would be God Our Provider. I mean, in the song we sang, In Christ Alone, that is really where our provision is, in Christ alone. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give an overview of a message about God being our provider, and I'm going to give us five characteristics of the way God provides. And then what I'm going to do for the weeks to come is each one of those five that I'll just highlight and give an overview of today, in the weeks to come, I'm going to take each one of these by the week and expound even a little bit more on that. Well, you remember, I'm sure, as a kid, tongue twisters. She sells seashells by the seashore. And don't ask me to say it any more than that. And then there's, of course, the famous one, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers. And that's all I'm going to do on that one. And this next one, I'm not even going to attempt, but you remember that there was a tongue twister, something about a sheet slitter. I think she slits sheets, and upon the, well, you know the rest of it. Today's message is not really about tongue twisters, but when I tell you what the key parts, these five things, these five characteristics of God as our provider, it's going to end up sounding like a tongue twister. And hopefully, we'll use this good tongue twister. There I go. Can't even say tongue twister. We'll use this for good in the future. God is our provider. That's the title of the message. And here's the points. His provisions are these five things. His provisions are perfect. They're perpetual. They're profitable. They're positive. And they're personal or personalized. Just briefly, perfect. God's provision is perfect. He provides the perfect thing at the perfect time and in the perfect amount. It's not too much. It's not too little. God's provision is perpetual. It's lasting. It's ongoing. God's provision is profitable. It's about increase and not decrease. God's provision is positive. It's for good. It's for our good. And lastly, God's provision is personalized. It's customized, especially for us. So here's the tongue twister of those five words that start with P about God's provision. Here's the tongue twister that I have come up with. God is the perfect provider whose personalized provisions are positively profitable perpetually. I'll have to read that every time because I still even, I've said it 1,000 times and I still have, I mess up a little bit. So let me start with each one of these just very briefly. And again, next week, I'll start with one of these and each week I'll take and expound on each one. The first one, God is our provider and his provisions are perfect. Remember the wedding in Cana where Jesus turned the water into wine? First of all, it was a miracle that he was able to do that, but it was even more because Jesus not only made wine, he made the best wine. It was absolutely perfect. The perfect miracle, the perfect amount, at the perfect time. So let me take us to the scripture. It's in John chapter 2, starting with verse 1. It says, the next day there was a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus' disciples were also invited to this celebration. Well, the wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, hey, they have no more wine. Dear woman, that's not our problem, Jesus replied. My time has not yet come. But his mother told the servants, do whatever he tells you. Standing nearby were six stone water jars used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each one could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, fill the jars with water. When the jars have been filled, he said, now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies. So the servants followed his instructions. And when the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, though of course the servants knew, he called the bridegroom over. He said this, a host always serves the best wine first, and then, once everyone has had plenty to drink, a.k.a. they got buzzed, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you have kept the best wine until now. This miraculous sign at Cana in Galilee was the first time Jesus revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Well, Jesus didn't step in before the wine ran out. He didn't step in as the wine was running out. He stepped in at the perfect time. He didn't tell his mom that, well, why don't they just switch to lemonade or iced tea since they're out of wine? He stepped in with the best tasting wine imaginable. What about God's provision for you? Maybe it seems like the wine is running out or whatever the provision is you need. And maybe it seems like it's almost empty. well, God's getting ready to provide for you, and his provision is going to be perfect. So watch for that to come. And it's going to be the perfect timing, and it's going to be the perfect amount, and it's going to be the perfect thing that you need. So just remember that. God's provision is perfect. Here's the tongue twister again. God is the perfect provider whose personalized provisions are positively profitable perpetually. Well, let's go on to the second one. God is our provider and his provisions are personalized. Jesus provided healing for people that were blind, paralyzed, demon-possessed, fevered, mute, crippled, lame, and many other physical difficulties. Even the dead he provided healing for. And now Jesus never said, today I'm going to do some healing of the blind. So will all the blind people come over here and get in line? Tomorrow I'm going to be appearing in Capernaum and healing the crippled. No, he never did that. He healed everyone based on their personal situation. Here's something Jesus said, and Matthew recorded it in chapter 6. So don't worry about these things, saying, what shall we eat? Something I worry about a lot. What shall we drink, and what shall we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give, catch this, he will give you everything you need. Today, Jesus is well aware of you. He knows what you need, and he'll provide accordingly. He is customizing, he is tailoring your answer to your prayer right now. When the provision does come, you'll be like Goldilocks. Remember, after tasting all the three bears porridge, she got to one and she said, this is just right. Not too hot, not too cold. God's provision is going to be personalized. Here's the tongue twister again. God is the perfect provider whose personalized provisions are positively profitable perpetually. On to the third one. God is our provider and his provisions are positive. The book of Genesis says that when God saw everything he made, at the end of the day, he looked at his creation and he said what? He said, it is good. And I'm using the word good to be the word positive. Here's a verse from James that says, all good gifts come from the Father. All good, let's say positive, gifts come from the Father. A saying that you might have heard in church or somewhere else, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. God is positive all the time. And all the time, God is positive. When the Lord provides for you, you may end up sounding a little bit like Andy Griffith. Remember in those commercials with the Ritz crackers? And he would take a taste of anything on a Ritz. And what did he say? It was, good. Well, that's what's going to be for you. One more verse, and I'll expound on this in the future. But Jeremiah 29:11 is a pretty famous verse. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good. Some translations say they are plans to prosper you. In the NLT, the New Living Translations, it says those plans are for good and not disaster. So God's provision is positive. Here's the tongue twister. God is the perfect provider whose personalized provisions are positively profitable perpetually. Here's the fourth one. God is our provider and his provisions are profitable, meaning there's increase and not decrease. There was a little boy who was part of a large crowd that was watching and listening to Jesus one day, and he had a sack lunch of 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. It was basically a sack lunch for him. Must have been a big boy. But the crowd was 5,000 men, and they say that they only counted the men, so with 5,000 men, there could have been 10 or 15,000 people at this time. And this is one of the famous times where Jesus fed a great group of number, feeding the 5,000. And what the Bible tells us is that from this little sack lunch, they were all able to eat not just enough to satisfy their hunger, but they ate to their fill. It was like going to Golden Corral or Captain D's when they used to have the all-you-could-eat fish. They ate as much as they want, and then there were leftovers. Here's what it says in Matthew chapter 14. They all ate, 5,000, 10,000, or 15,000. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. I always wonder why 12 baskets, why it was even mentioned. And I wonder sometimes if that was a reminder for each disciple who maybe got to take a doggy bag with them for the rest of the day. Each disciple would be reminded about God's provision, that it's not just enough, it's more than enough. It's profitable. Real quickly, there's the story of Jesus and the three servants where it's a great example of how God's provisions are profitable. Before the man went on a trip, he gave each of his servants bags of money, one 5, another 2, another 1. And those that did well received more. They got a profit from their master. Now, I am not saying what some preachers might about wealth. This is not a prosperity gospel that I'm mentioning. God is not a heavenly casino where you put in a quarter in the slot machine and pull down on the handle and get a big win. But God's provision will profit you in more ways than you can imagine. God's provision is profitable. Here's the tongue twister. You might be catching on. God is the perfect provider whose personalized provisions are positively profitable perpetually. And so here's the last one. God is our provider, and his provisions are perpetual. The children of Israel experienced the perpetual provision of God when they had their daily food supply of manna delivered to their door every day for 40 years. You see, God was doing the work of Grubhub and DoorDash thousands of years ago. Not only did he provide the food perpetually, at least for 40 years, but did you know that their shoes didn't wear out? In Deuteronomy chapter 29, it says this, "For 40 years I led you," God's talking, "for 40 years I led you through the wilderness, yet your clothes and your sandals did not wear out." Do you think Nike could just do that? I don't think so. God's provision for you is not a once-a-year birthday or Christmas present. He wants to provide for you every day. Remember that the part of the Lord's Prayer where we say, "Give us this day our daily bread." He doesn't say, "Go to my celestial grocery store and buy as many hot dog buns as you can carry." His word assures us that the bread truck is going to show up every day. God's provision is perpetual. Can I say it one more time? And this will be the last time. God is the perfect provider whose personalized provisions are positively profitable perpetually. So when you pray today, be sure to thank the Lord above all the things you thank Him for. Wherever all your provision comes from, would you thank Him for being the great provider? But you know what? His greatest provision isn't any of the things I talked about, or any of the things I'll talk about in the future of the messages to come. His greatest provision is salvation. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, won't you ask Him to come into your heart today? And see, this is what happens next, is all these things I've talked about, all these stories I've shared in the Bible about God's provision, they're for His children. They're for those that believe. And if you want to take advantage of that, if you want to be part of that, then what we need to do is come to the family, to be born again, to be saved. And the greatest provision He does provide is that salvation. Well, if you've missed any of this message, remember that once we're finished here, it'll be available back on Facebook. Also, in audio form, all the most recent messages I've been sharing have been recorded, and we're putting them on a website now so folks can listen to it in the future as well, or share it with someone else. Maybe this is a message that not only helped you today, but you know someone else that's needing to hear about God's provision. And that website is real simple. It's just PastorBobLines.com. Go out there and you'll find this and other messages. I'm going to end and pray for you today. Father, I thank You for all those that were able to hear Your word today. Nothing was from my own imagination. Nothing was from some novel I read or some TV show or some help manual. This is the word of God that was shared today about how You are our provision. And so, Lord, would we take it to heart? Would we believe that it's true? And if we believe it's true, we can be secure and feel safe every day, no matter what's happening around us. Father, bless each one and go and be with them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now go and be blessed and be a blessing.